My name is Alice and I am a final year hygiene student studying at Queen's University Belfast. As part of my course, I completed a dissertation entitled The Effects of Asthma and Its Medication on Oral Health and the Role of the Dental Hygienist in Making Patients Aware of Oral Health Problems Related to Asthma. The aim of my dissertation was to identify oral health conditions associated with asthma and establish the dental hygienist's role in minimising the pervasiveness of such conditions. The principal methodology used to formulate my dissertation was a literature review. The review was conducted by collecting literature relating to dental research regarding asthma and asthma medication. The library database, QSearch Queen's Online, was used to obtain online academic journal articles, which were available through many search engines such as PubMed, Medline and Cochrane. The purpose of this podcast is to provide an overview of the oral conditions associated with the use of asthma medication such as periodontal disease, dental caries, dental erosion and oral candida, based on research undertaken in this area. I also wish to raise a profile of the dental hygienist in educating patients about precautionary measures to help prevent these problems, leading to improved oral health amongst this particular patient group. So, what is asthma? Asthma is a chronic disease characterised by recurrent attacks of breathlessness and wheezing, which vary in severity and frequency from person to person. During an asthma attack, the lining of the bronchial tube swells, causing the airways to narrow and reducing the flow of air in and out of the lungs. 235 million people suffer from asthma worldwide. Asthma is the most common chronic disease amongst children. This condition is reversible, either spontaneously or can be controlled with the help of drugs. Symptoms include wheezing, coughing, chest tightness and shortness of breath, which is worse at night. Asthma medication. Asthma medication comprises of bronchodilators, corticosteroids and anticholinergic drugs. Most of these drugs are inhaled using various forms of inhalers and nebulizers. Treatment with asthma medication focuses on controlling inflammation and preventing chronic symptoms such as coughing or breathlessness at night, in the early morning or after exertion. These are known as long-term control medications. Quick-relief asthma medications ease asthma attacks when they occur. There are two types of asthma medication which can give you long-term control or quick relief of symptoms. They are anti-inflammatory drugs and bronchodilators. Anti-inflammatory drugs. This is the most important type of therapy for most patients with asthma because these asthma medications prevent asthma attacks on an ongoing basis. Steroids, also called corticosteroids, are an important type of anti-inflammatory medication for people suffering from asthma. These asthma drugs reduce swelling and mucus production in the airways. As a result, airways are less sensitive and less likely to react to triggers. Bronchodilators. These asthma medications relieve the symptoms of asthma by relaxing the muscle bands that tighten around the airways. This action rapidly opens airways, letting more air come in and out of the lungs. As a result, breathing improves. Bronchodilators also help clear mucus from the lungs. As the airways open, the mucus moves more freely and can be coughed out more easily. These medications have both local and systemic side effects. So what are the oral effects? As previously identified, oral conditions associated with the use of asthma medication are periodontal disease, dental caries, dental erosion, and oral candida. Dental hygienists are in a position to educate, motivate and monitor asthmatic patients in relation to their susceptibility to these oral conditions. Periodontal disease. There is a strong correlation between asthma and periodontal problems. Research points to a number of factors, namely the effects of asthma medication on salivary flow, higher concentrations of IgE in gingival tissues, decreased bone mineral density, and increased levels of calcium in submaxillary saliva in asthmatic patients, all of which definitely contribute to periodontal problems. Dental hygienists help patients maintain their oral health by preventing and treating gum disease and promoting good oral health practice. Dental caries. Findings from studies investigating the relationship between asthma and dental caries depicted asthmatic patients as having a propensity towards dental caries. Results showed that in relation to caries rate, salbutamol healer, salbutamol tablets and benclomethasone all show increased caries rate with significance over other groups, in particular the use of salbutamol healer. Research also suggests that the presence of formidable carbohydrate in asthma medication can attribute to the increase in dental caries amongst asthmatic patients. Asthmatic children in particular are at risk of dental caries, yet again reinforcing the need for early intervention. Dental hygienists can potentially accomplish this, especially whilst working within the community dental setting, providing preventative advice and treatment, such as fissure sealants and topical application of fluoride. Nevertheless, asthmatic patients were at an increased risk of having dental caries above all others, regardless of age, mainly due to the serostomic effects of asthma medication. The impairment of salivary secretion and its effect on its composition in asthmatic patients. The dental hygienist plays an important role in the prevention of dental caries, educating the patient on the importance of meticulous oral hygiene, frequent dental appointments and limiting cariogenic foods. Application of topical fluoride is another duty which the dental hygienist is permitted to undertake. Dental erosion. Erosion can be caused by intrinsic and extrinsic acids. Asthma medication can render the patient at risk of dental erosion by reducing salivary protection against such acids. Saliva is considered to be one of the main neutralizing factors in the pathogenesis of dental erosion. Xerostomia, which is quite often seen in asthmatic patients due to mouth breathing, can also contribute to increased levels of dental erosion as reduced salivary flow affects the buffering ability of saliva and this in turn reduces the capacity of the saliva to keep the oral pH within normal limits and thus protect the oral tissues. Patients should be advised to rinse their mouth immediately after using inhalers with neutral pH or basic mouth rinses. Other precautionary measures include drinking water more often to counteract dry mouth, and chewing sugar-free gum to increase salivary output. As well as providing essential advice on reducing the effects of asthma medication on the oral tissues, dental hygienists may also be in a position to liaise with the dentist if gastroesophageal reflux is suspected, leading to appropriate referral for further investigation. Oral candidiasis. In addition to periodontal disease, dental caries and erosion, a high proportion of asthmatic patients experience candidiasis. Oropharyngeal candida has a reported incidence of 0 to 70% in inhaled corticosteroid users. This side effect may be due to a decreased local immunity or to an increase in salivary glucose levels, which stimulates candida albicans growth. Higher glucose concentration can promote growth, proliferation and adhesion of candida to the oral mucosal cells. Patients should be advised to rinse their mouth immediately after using the inhaler with neutral pH or basic mouth rinses. The use of a spacer device may also be beneficial in order to deliver the dose effectively into the lungs. This lessens the direct effect of the low pH of the medication on the dental tissues and as a result the likelihood of oral candida. Clearly, this is an extremely vulnerable patient group indeed, with a higher severity of dental disease and susceptibility to detrimental oral conditions. Therefore, patients need to be made aware of the various measures which can be adopted in order to minimise the occurrence of such conditions. Quite often, patients are unaware of their predisposition to these oral conditions. Dental hygienists are in a position to bridge the gap, as it were, by educating, motivating and supporting asthmatic patients, leading to improved oral health amongst this particular patient group. Asthma and asthma medication have a significant impact on the oral health, and the dental hygienist has an important role in the management and education of this patient group.